other area of unused, untapped existing accommodation is we've got to do something that nobody's been talking about. And I think as a party, we have to say much more. Do you know that there are literally hundreds of thousands of elderly people who are in properties that are far bigger than they need? And we know that a third of them would actually, if we could help them, be willing to move, subject to having the right places to go. And yet, despite a huge amount of demand, we're one of the very few countries in the world that doesn't have a real market in providing suitable accommodation for the aging population. If we could get that third of the people who want to move to be able to move and stimulate the market there, we could release over 1 million family homes by doing that. So that's another area we have to look at. And yes, it is right that we have looked at. Maybe we haven't got the details right. Let's not have an argument about it. But it cannot be right that we're providing housing benefit for people to live in social housing when they have got between them over 1 million spare bedrooms and yet 250,000 families are living in overcrowded accommodation. Yes, we've got to get the balance right. I will happily have debates about the techniques and the ways in which we've gone about it. But remember, as Liberal Democrats, we were able to get an additional £35 million in to try and alleviate some of the problems. But hey, I don't disagree that there are big issues around that. The other things that are really important that we've got to do is get the planning system right. And I think we have done a lot in terms of the National Planning Policy Framework, slimming down the planning guidance. We are now moving on to the building regulations, and I've recently announced a major review of building standards. And Lynn, you're absolutely right about space standards. I have fought like mad to try and do something about it. I'm delighted that in the review we are now going to have people's comments about space standards. Do you know that in 40% of the country there are 60 different space standards? And in 60% of the country, there are no space standards. It is barking mad that we are building rabbit hutches for people in the way that Lynn says, and I'm determined as the minister to be able to do something about it. We've got to do more about the release of land. We've got to make sure we don't have land banking, as has already been said. David's absolutely right, the relationship between local authorities and housing associations, very interesting relationship, but they've got to be developed still further. There is so much more that can be done. I'm delighted that as a Liberal Democrat Party, independent of government, we've already got some clear policies in this area, but frankly, there's very much more we can do, and that's why we look forward to hearing your views now. Thank you very much.